Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
14 cooks up burgers. Pac-Man makes it rain. Yellen raises interest rates. Shaq's gel relieves your pain. Obama runs the country. Trump will in 40 days. Spielberg puts out movies. Hammerstein some plays. But who runs off to fires? Can you hang a name on him? We all know the chap who does it. His name is Fireman Jim!
Fireman Jim is 1023. Another amazing poem.
If I may, your finest work yet.
Nah.
That's really good.
Nah. Kipling, suck on that for a while. How about a little Nelson?
There's never been a guy who has written more poems about one subject.
Did you keep them all?
Ever. Huh? No.
We had the roll tape and find them all. Huh? You could have a book of poetry. We could
the
sell this.
The Fireman Jim album.
Just the poetry.
Just the opens.
Just the poetry.
Yeah. Mm. I like it. I like that idea. Every fireman in the country would buy it, Brian.
That's a moneymaker.
Well, golly, Fireman Jim, it's great to see
you
again.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Yes.
Funny you should sing that, Fireman Jim. Would you like a little bit of that?
Sure.
Christmas theme.
To open
your
segment.
It's just a wonderful time of year. Oh.
It's the theme for Holiday Horror Stories, which start tomorrow.
They start tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
Man, I could tell you some horror stories that would blow you away. The ones I tell here, times 10, that'll be later when I retire.
Maybe some night we just do
retirement.
Maybe some night we just do a small club. We charge a small admission fee.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
There's three stools, three microphones.
That's popular nowadays, right?
We're up on the stage. It's like an unplugged version.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it goes.
All the shows on A&E and they all do that. They make money.
Maybe it goes 20 minutes. Maybe it goes 2 hours. Who knows?
Right. A little Q&A, a little story time, and another genius idea. Put it next to the poetry book.
It's hardbound.
Like it. Why not? No, not because the holidays is not the one. We all know why it's the most wonderful time of the year. The movie premiere.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Before we get to the movie premiere, Fireman Jim.
Do you want to cover some safety?
It's bundle very, up. Very cold out. Gosh, Fireman Jim, here's a really untraditional. I feel like I had a huge fail as far as safety goes in my own
Again.
Home. In my own home.
I've heard these.
Now, I usually pride myself on, making sure the batteries are changed, in a timely fashion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You've had your CO detector go off.
I have. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Injuries.
Just the day-to-day. I try and stay, I have the furnace worked on before it gets cold, before we get to this time of the year, a little preventive maintenance there. I try and stay in front of this stuff. Well, Fireman Jim, as you know, I like to burn firewood in the fireplace.
Who doesn't?
Okay to burn firewood in the fireplace.
Sure, that's
it's
what's made
built for burning.
Okay. Again, preventive maintenance. Have your chimney cleaned on a regular basis.
Get the chimney sweep up there.
Shovel the embers out. Make sure they're not hot. Take care of, be responsible with how you take care of them.
I got a side story for that. Go.
Okay. Well, Fireman Jim, last Friday I finished up splitting the wood for this year's fire.
Just got done.
I got a little bit behind.
That's all right.
It's been a busy fall for me. I know. But I got done last Friday. It was a nice day. It was like 20 degrees, and I got it all stacked up, and it's nice and high.
I love that. I love it. Brand new split wood.
And I was looking at it going, that's got a little bit of a lean to it.
You're leaning like forward to backward?
Leaning in toward the patio. But I thought it's fine.
It's just solo stacked.
No. I'm looking at it. Gosh, Fireman Jim, I came home yesterday and half the pile had collapsed on the patio, and all I think was, what if I had been standing there?
Right. That could have been bad.
Oh, we wouldn't be listening to the story, that's for sure.
Trapped underneath. Yeah. Make sure it's level. Was it in mud? Is that why it was?
No, I had it on a rack, Fireman Jim.
Was it a rack?
Yeah, I stacked it up higher than the rack.
You look puzzled, Fireman Jim.
You can't stack it higher than the rack.
Well, it had a kind of an arch to it from side to side because I had, a lot of fires.
Did you put, because you split wood and usually there's one thicker.
Try and stack it nice and even going across.
Opposite?
No, it was in a rack and I just kind of went across. So I went the same way and leaned to it. And gosh, Fireman Jim, all I can think is how badly could someone have been hurt if they'd have been standing there?
It can happen.
Yeah.
It can happen.
So I said it was a non-traditional concern, but still.
Still, what, did you restack it nicely?
I'll do it when I get home today.
Did you, which maybe chain, well, there's nothing, you're solo on that, so we got to get that taken care of. Get that taken care of. We just had a fire last week. Fireplace, same thing. Guy just bought this house. Just bought it recently. Mm-hmm. New neighbors. He burned fire.
Was it a new house or no house?
No, it was an existing house, but okay. He had a fire in his fireplace, same thing, and he waited 2-3 days. He thought the embers were all out, you know, the fire's out. I'm going to shovel it out, clean it up, shovel it up, you know, put it in his garbage bin, which you're really not supposed to do.
Yeah.
And park the bin by the garage where he always does. And that day, the neighbor's like, I think your garbage is, something's on fire because there's some smoke coming out. So sure enough, it was still smoldering.
Wow.
I don't know what happened. Then he dumped a couple of pitchers of water on it.
Yeah, bloop, bloop, sure.
Bloop. Went to bed.
But not enough water,
not enough
fireman
water,
Jim?
Because we got called a few hours later, probably 12 hours later, and never got into the house. It was an attached garage.
Oh, that's good.
Went up.
Just the bin, though?
The garage.
Oh, really?
I mean, it got into the loft and never got past the firewall into the house. But it could have been a disaster.
Gosh, those firewalls are useful, firemen, Jim.
They really are. They really are. They work.
There's a lot of stuff in your garage that's going to catch fire. Whether you put embers out
usually
there,
usually a heavy
or not.
Fire load in there, yeah. But
is that what you call that, a heavy fire load?
Well, it depends if your garage is stacked full of newspapers and you know there's a lot of combustibles. Yeah, it's a heavy
old
fire load.
Old porn.
Yeah. Sure. That's where you store it. It should be in a nice dry sealed, you know, plastic.
Right.
That should be
nice
stored in the basement with a dehumidifier.
Safe, uh-huh. Dehumidifier. I'm looking for the issue from 2002, February. Let's get to my card catalog.
Not be irresponsible with these publications, boys and girls.
You really can't. It's like a record album. So, safety-wise, we know it's cold out there, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Can I blah, blah, blah cold?
Yeah.
I mean, we know. We live here. We know we've gone over this every year. You know, stay warm. Things freeze up. But, obviously, Star Wars is really the most important thing happening.
When does this come out, Fireman Jim?
All right, the old days, when they said it came out December 7th or the 16th.
They said like the 16th.
They meant the 16th, and then they moved it up to the 12:01 showing. Wait in line with all the diehards at 12:01.
Right, so it's really like Thursday night.
But now it's Thursday night at 7. So, I mean, I got my tickets tonight to go see it at 7 p.m. And, of course, we saw the original three. It took a while. You had to wait in line, and when they said they were going to flood theaters, it was like maybe two screens at your theater. Maybe.
Well, you just did the whole thing where you saw all the movies, right?
That was last year. I saw all 7 in a row.
Yeah.
Now, this year is the first ever spinoff movie. This is not...
Doesn't have any Luke or
it might.
Han or...
It might.
But
Darth Vader's in it for sure.
This story has its roots in getting
the plans
to the Battlestar to...
Takes place between 3 and 4.
To, what's his name? The Big Fish General.
Yes, the Big Fish General, correct.
Admiral Akbar. Admiral.
He's an admiral. No,
right. Sorry.
Okay. Respect him.
I do.
So wait a minute. Okay. Darth Vader will be in it. I'll know him.
Yeah, he'll be in it for sure.
Then who are we dealing with?
Well, it's the movie, you know, when it comes to Star Wars and me, I don't like to do a lot of research on these movies. I don't go to social media. I don't read the books. I want to just
surprise.
And then I'll do some research on them. So apparently this one takes place between 3 and 4 where they're stealing the plans. You know how Star Wars originally starts out? They're racing home with Princess Leia and... They're chasing her to get those plans back. And then she hides it in R2-D2, and he goes down to Tatooine, and then that's how the movie is. So this is the movie, how they steal those plans and how the rebellion kind of starts.
Okay.
Okay, are you following me here?
Yeah.
So that's the side note.
But
so,
we know that they get the plans there, so where's the drama?
That's the thing about when they put these movies out. You know Darth Vader's not going to get killed in this movie.
No.
So you know things are going to happen. I'm sure they'll have some twists and turns. We'll see.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. Are you guys going to go see it right away or not?
Right away.
What do you mean by right away?
Like
today.
You know what? I'll save it for over the Christmas break. I'll go see it then.
Oh, that's why they release it now. And next year, they're supposed to be back on track for number 8. I mean, Disney wants to do this every year now.
Well, yeah, that's why they bought it.
So are they
going to? I'm fine with that.
There's
why
no
not?
Sitting
gonna,
around anymore waiting
gonna,
for
like,
these.
Do a little side shoot
well, no,
off the main story?
Apparently, and I don't know. It's for
a little backstory.
What will happen is every other year will be a continuation, but then every other year will be a side story.
Gosh, Fireman Jim, do you ever just feel like they're working you as a Star Wars fan for all of your movie dollars?
Oh, my God,
with,
yes.
Like, inferior products? Like, no, do some 45-minute thing.
Now that
we
I'm older and wiser in my Star Wars, I mean... Knowledge, yes, that's definitely what it's all about.
Yeah, but you know, I don't think it's inferior products.
I don't think it is.
No.
No.
Because Jar Jar, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, when I first saw that, I thought it was a great movie, the more I saw, I was like, yeah, they really butchered this. It's entertaining, though. I mean, you're supposed to be entertained, right? I don't want to read too much into it, but a lot of people do. This is the Bible to them. They research. There's so many theories out there.
What character are you going to go as to the movie Fireman, Jim? Because nobody on the first night would go as a civilian like me.
Without a lightsaber. Yeah.
Pick one out.
Cinnamon rolls probably screwed to her head.
Or a flashlight taped to your neck
when I saw
like
all
that.
Seven in a row, I mean, there were a lot of people dressed up, and they're all pumped up at 1 a.m. Yay, Star Wars, all seven in a row at the dream come true.
Right?
And then by the second movie, I had these Jedi Knights in front of me just snoring away with their lightsabers cuddling up next to them. And,
did they ever get charged up like later, like they have a wave and ebb and flow of energy, or was it just like
during the seven? For sure, it was. Yeah. It was the excitement, and then the 5 a.m. I've been here since midnight, I'm tired. And then there was the back late morning, And then these guys would have these huge lunches. These Jedis can pound the food down, man. These guys were, they were. And then there was, and The Empire Strikes Back was right after lunch, and that's the best movie, but they were just out, snoring away.
How long did all that take?
It was 1 a.m. to about 10 p.m., 11 p.m.
So, would you do it again, Fireman?
Sure, why not? That theater, though, after like the fifth, sixth, we had a little funk to it.
Yeah.
We're going to keep adding movies. Yeah. You know,
and some of these guys just said they wouldn't take their garbage out, so they had popcorn bucket on top of popcorn bucket, soda, licorice, you know, snow caps.
Most nutritional.
Gosh, Fireman Jim, I'd rather see what they're eating by doing that than picking through their feces if I have a choice.
They did excuse themselves and use the bathroom. They weren't just that diehard. I'm not leaving this theater.
Right. Sure. I mean, they should have had breaks built in.
Were you in dream loungers?
I don't think so. Because I know I fell asleep a couple times. I mean, there were episode two. That that's the worst of the six. And
did you feel lost when you woke up? Like,
it's like those 5-minute cat naps. You're kind of zoned out, and then you come back and you look around. Everybody else is asleep, and you're like, why'd they even do this? Nobody's staying awake all seven in a row. You know why? Because I got a little card or something I can show and impress people.
Oh, you got a card?
I got a. We all got a medal or something. It wasn't like not like a medal at the end of Star Wars they put around my neck. Congratulations.
Was it by proclamation of the
some kind of collectible? Wars fans love their collectibles. You give them anything that says Star Wars, they'll keep it.
Like if you went to Gen Con and you took that card and you said
you might get to the front of some line. I don't know.
Well, you're waiting in line for to meet some other Star Wars character, the guy who played the 62nd Stormtrooper in scene four.
That's
whatever.
Exact, yep.
And you're standing there making small talk with the other people waiting in line. You go, I have this.
Oh my! It's like pulling out the Boba Fett that has the actual rocket firing jetpack from where you send in your four proofs of purchase back in 1978 for this, which I did, and got this character. It's gonna be the next movie. Who is this guy? And originally, that's the holy grail, I think, of action figures.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, with this movie opening tonight, and you'll be there at 7 o'clock.
6:45.
Is that your answer? That's on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you? 6.45?
Well, see, I'm bringing my kids because I'm a cool dad. No?
Does it qualify me
as a cool dad taking my high school girls and my son to my son for sure.
Hey, I still make my daughters get their picture taken with Santa, and they're much older than yours.
Excellent.
So, every year for Christmas, that's my one gift I want.
Every time a new one comes out, it doesn't happen very often. I'll give it a 10, 9.5. I'm pumped up. I like it when the scrolling credits start. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Because after that, when I see it on DVD, I saw it already, and the first time, it's great.
Is there anybody in this we know? Actor-wise, or is it all?
I know Forrest Whitaker from Ridgemont High is in it. Fast Times Ridgemont High. He's been in a lot of other stuff, actually, besides that. Great actor. And I think that's all I know.
All right.
But you're seeing it, right? Sometime during Christmas? Hey,
you know what? Give me a couple of years. I'll probably get to it at some point.
We can call the Rogans up. Maybe they might rent out a theater again and go see with them.
Maybe I'll give
Pat a call.
Maybe, I'll get to it.
I hope so.
Don't give me that look if you ask me next time you're here, did you see it yet?
I will give you that look.
Just don't wreck the,
I will.
Darth Vader is...
Merry Christmas, everybody. Fireman Jim. Go see Star Wars tonight. M1099.